This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. George is with us in New Hampshire. Welcome, George.
Hi, Vincent.
George, you were talking about education yesterday, and we seem to have hit a note with our class. I was on the phone last night with Joey, and I was talking about something that I should probably share with the class. Back in the 1990s, I was a computer consultant for school systems, and I got a chance to see something firsthand. It was software that was sold by a company called Computer Curriculum Corporation. The actual name of the software was called Success Maker. And this was software that, and this was brand new. This is a kind of thing where we can take teachers out of the classroom and replace teachers with software and computers. So this company wrote this, we'll call it a system. And what it did was, if you had a laboratory, a computer laboratory, let's say 25 or 30 class computers spread throughout a classroom, which then became a computer lab, and the students would sit in front of these screens with keyboards and mice, the screens would say 1 + 1 = and then you get some choices, and then you click with the mouse on the correct choice, and then you get a prize on the screen, and then it would say 1 + 3 = and it would gauge your performance as a kindergartner or a first grader. And then it would progress through becoming more and more difficult as you answered more and more of the questions correctly. And I was extremely concerned about this because, number one, it said success maker. So I was like, boy, this is the ultimate. Well, what the schools were conned into thinking is that this software could actually replace teachers. Can you imagine that? So all you have to do is buy $1,000 a seat, computer and software, and the company in California, Computer Curriculum Corporation, would take care of all of the material that you put in front of the students. And the school systems were thinking, boy, this computer stuff is great because you don't need to buy books anymore because books wear out after about 7 years. And you don't have to have the librarian check the books in, the books out, you know, give them to the students, let them take them home, make sure they're not damaged. So there's a lot of labor that's avoided by having these computers. But you need a computer jockey, and you need, instead of a teacher, you put a classroom proctor or a study hall monitor type person in the classroom just to make sure everybody sits down. The students loved it because it was games. It was something they weren't used to. The schools loved it because they could eliminate some costs, you know, salaries and things like that. What a great idea. But what they didn't seem to understand was that turning education over to some company in California, that history could be rewritten and minds could be shaped. And that was one of the things that you were alluding to yesterday when you called in. And I saw it. I saw it firsthand. And I fought with the school systems by saying, have you lost your mind? And now I'm paraphrasing. Now, I dealt with the county school systems at the highest level. I'm talking about my direct contacts were with the superintendents of schools and the principals. I taught the teachers how to use computers. I taught students how to use computers. I taught the administration how to use computers and how to build computers and how to set up networks. I taught all of that. And I taught them that we should not be turning over our education to a bunch of corporations that will control what our students learn. Over time, that's what happened. We turned it over. George, you have any further comments about that?
Yeah, excuse me. I just got like a tickle in my throat like a minute before coming on the air. So anyway, bear with me. But yeah, well, as we look back and at our age, we've seen, and I mean, I was both in parochial schools and in public schools, and then later in a number of colleges and universities. So, you know, over a span of over a half a century beyond, you get to see different things that were coming to fruition. And you can kind of see where it went now when you look back. Like, you remember those computer tests where they just had those little blocks that you had to fill in with your pencil or pen, that, and they'd have headphones. Remember, they'd try you with headphones, like I remember in high school. And you would have to mark down on these papers that would be graded by computers. And like you said, and I noticed, they said the Roosevelt administration, they had photographs of Mussolini in just about every office. You'll say, what does that have to do with anything? Well, they were socialists. And I think what they were doing is they said the Soviet education system was planned, and it was bolstered, it was supported, it was funded from the West, from certain sections. And when Roosevelt came in, it would appear as though there was an induced depression. It didn't have to happen, but in other words, a lot of things that could have been done, should have been done, weren't done. So now, when Roosevelt came in, he had a clear playing field where he could bring in a lot of social programmings that had very long-reaching effects, as you can well see, even to the point with Lyndon Johnson and the New American Deal, I think it was, or whatever they called it. But in other words, you can see the ramifications of all these seemingly unconnected programs coming from different directions. But it's kind of like all roads lead to Rome. In other words, all of these programs now have combined and are coming together, and you can see what it's shaping up to. Like you said, can you imagine getting a human teacher with all of the dignity, like I remember the teachers, especially the woman teachers, when we were young men and boys, we'd have crushes on the teachers because more often than not, you'd have an intelligent woman there who was, nice looking, and she represented the model of almost like a mother to us, a second mother when we're away from our mother. But at the same time, it had a lot to do with our development. And you can't get that kind of interpersonal reaction with a machine, right?
You know, that's a really great point that you made. That, yes, we did look up to our teachers, and yes, they were pleasant to look at, and yes, they were engaging, and yes, they challenged us, and they encouraged us to do better. But the machines are just machines. And I've got to tell you that throughout what I saw as a computer consultant, I was dragging my feet in a couple areas on purpose. And I would tell the administrations, yeah, I'm in the computer business, but it makes no sense to take the teachers out of the classroom and turn over education to the federal government and to these companies. And what was happening is schools, school districts, county school systems would get grants from Washington, D.C., the federal government, to do certain things. So they could buy all kinds of computers without spending any of the county money. And it didn't really work all that well. Because Joey and I were talking about this last night. We stopped teaching cursive writing. And cursive writing is great because it would run through your brain a little differently than keyboarding. So literally, we took out of the classroom at the early ages of young people cursive writing, and we replaced it with keyboarding. Now, it's really hard to write without a keyboard if you don't have a keyboard. And for a while, the keyboards were on desktop computers and tower computers. Now, keyboards are on phones. But how does a person learn the same way with typing with their thumbs as compared to writing in cursive? People don't write very much anymore at all. And we've learned that as a result of these flashing screens, whether it be the blue screen for television, the blue screen for Netflix, the blue screen for movies, the blue screens for phones or computers, our attention span has gone down the drain to where the average shot on a movie today is 5.4 seconds. Why? Because we can't pay attention any longer than 5.4 seconds. And if you extrapolate that out, what you find is you hire a person to do a job. And let's say, and what kind of jobs do we have today? Most of the jobs that we have are sitting down and we're entering data about people. That's what governments do. Or it's a insurance kind of a job where you enter data about the customers. Or it's a medical job where you enter information, make appointments for patients. And what happens is these people have their cell phones with them in their pockets on vibrate, or their cell phones are right next to them. I see their cell phones right on the desk when they're making appointments. And there'll be like three ladies or four ladies all sitting side by side by side by side, and they'll have their cell phones. And so every two or so minutes, they get interrupted by their cell phone. Somebody's saying, what are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What are you going to do? I don't know. What are you going to do after you do that? I don't know. That's the kind of nonsense that goes on. So they're interrupted by their children who are bored. They're interrupted by other people who are bored. And they're being distracted from their work. So they can't concentrate on their work because they're eternally distracted. And if they're not being distracted every couple of minutes, they're looking at their phones to see if they missed something. And then they've got to get back to work. So we have lost our attention span. We've lost the ability to concentrate. And it's all because of computer technology, in my opinion. George, comments?
Well, I hear the music, so if you don't mind, I'll refrain making a comment until afterwards, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. George is with us. George in New Hampshire, USA Prepares instructor, and I will be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
George is with us, and we're talking about education, and we're talking about the attention span is, my chickens have a greater attention span than the GDP with their smartphones and blue screens. George, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I find it hard to believe, but I believe that they said that a goldfish now has an attention span longer than the average American. And goldfish.
There's no question just, in my mind.
I saw my sons one time. It kind of like was one of those moments where I had my three sons around me, and I said, you know, they were throwing some numbers at me that the cost of something or other. And for some reason, it just didn't add up. So I said, wait a minute. I said, look, so I got a piece of paper, and I pulled out a pen. I said, okay. I said, give me the numbers. And I started. So one of my sons tells me, my oldest, he goes, Dad, why don't you use a calculator? And I stopped. I looked at him, and I said, well, first of all, I didn't need it. But the second of all, what if I didn't have one, I told him. And they just looked at me like, you know, I had given them a riddle that they really had to think about. And I'm not going to say they're dumb, but I said to myself, calculator. I never trusted calculators. I mean, I've worked with them. I was even an accounting technician one time for one of the federal government, but that was another time, another story for another time, as they say. But the thing is, I'm just saying, but sometimes you hit the wrong button, or maybe the battery, or maybe the electronics on it was kind of frazzled. And you say to yourself, you could tap in a bunch of numbers, but who's to say the number you get back at the end, unless you have something to cross-reference it, was even correct? It could be very costly, that mistake, too.
A very interesting point that you're making, and then we can extrapolate that as well. So that goes to maps and cell phones and GPS devices. So I was talking to two young people, and they were going to deciding on taking a trip, and so I mentioned I knew they had a GPS, but they didn't want to bring it with them because they had their cell phones. And I said, from my understanding, cell phones require cell towers in order for those maps to work. It doesn't work on GPS, at least the mapping part. And so if you don't have cell service, you don't have mapping. And the young people said, well, that's right. And I said, so why don't you bring the GPS with you? And you know what? Why don't you bring a map with you? As a matter of fact,
Yeah. Why
don't you go to the Chinese factory outlet and pick up, they're hard to find, but you may be able to find an atlas, a road atlas. George, that's what we used to have. When we traveled, we'd have a road atlas so that we could figure out how to get there.
I still have it in the car, and I know you do too, right?
Yeah, I do. And not only that, if you want more detail than the Rand McNally Road Atlas class, you can contact your local state government and say that you'd like a couple maps and get one for each car. And then as you travel from state to state to state, if you do, you can stop at these state roadside, I don't know what you'd call them,
or the
travel
information
centers,
booths.
And get the maps right there. They're free.
Yeah, they're free. I volunteer at one there in the summers, and I hand them out. And the people, if they're from, I remember this couple from England, I handed them the map. They said, how much is this? I said, it doesn't cost anything. I was kind of smiling about it. But in other words, I guess where they come from, everything was for sale, so to speak. Everything had a price tag on it. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we probably spent $200 on each map when we go to buy them with the government procurement offices. So I'm sure they cost a couple hundred dollars a piece. But they shouldn't. But they probably do. It's like that, $1,000 hammer. Or $1,100 toilet seat that the government buys, but you still can get them without any direct charge to you. And I said, and class, if you have three cars, get three of them and put one in each car. Put it in the glove compartment or the door pocket, in case that cell phone quits.
Yeah, but, another thing I find, I like the laminating things, but I found a cheap way to laminate. You get that good quality packaging tape, and you just lay it across, and it's like you just cover it up with this plastic, and it's like you've got a waterproof, coffee-proof map there that you can basically will last a long time, and the moisture won't get out of it either.
There you go, George, and I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are calls for a boycott of the state of Alabama because of its new restrictive abortion law. The law signed this week bans virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest. Now the controller in the state of Maryland, Peter Franchot, says he's advising that state's $52 billion pension fund to pull any money it's invested in Alabama companies.
It's a theocracy. It's not based on scientific fact. The only thing that can offset that, in my experience, is money.
Meanwhile, the Colorado Secretary of State's calling for a boycott, and she's banned her staff from official travel to the state because of that new law. President Trump tweeting this morning that those in the U.S. illegally should not be too comfortable, saying that the Border Patrol is apprehending record numbers at the southern border. His tweets coming a day after he outlined a new immigration reform plan that Democrats call dead on arrival. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'm the most fortunate person on the planet. I'm so fortunate because I have wonderful friends such as George and Joey, and there's so many wonderful Miles, and you're going to get a chance to hear from them today as well. But I wanted to say this, and I don't know how to say it without sounding braggadocious, but USA Prepares is a very different broadcast. USA Prepares is unique in the world of broadcasting, not because of me, but because of the faculty. The faculty is so bright and diverse in what the faculty knows, and the faculty is willing to share what they do, what they think, how they feel, what they know, at no cost to everybody. Anybody who wants to listen gets the information for free, because we're all volunteers, every single one of us. And USA Prepares has faculty in the United States, Canada, Guatemala, Australia, Spain, Austria, and other locations. It's quite different. And it's not, we're not a radio network. We're just a broadcast, a radio show, if you want to call it that, with faculty in so many locations. It's I find it very, very interesting and enlightening. And I'm challenged every day by the faculty because they think so differently from the GDP. George, do you have anything that you would specifically like to talk about? I have something in my hand about a telephone call I received, but you go first.
Okay. I have something to talk about, but it'll just open a door that a crack that may be able to lead to another program in the future. World War II. Man's in a Jeep. He's lost. It's in Belgium. It's during the Battle of the Bulge. So he's driving. He's in, I think it's either Holland or Belgium, but he's driving in a direction where everything's very flat. And the further he goes down this road, he's hoping to encounter some unit of his own or whatnot. He goes, the further he goes down this road, the more he gets this sense that he should turn around and just head straight back from whence he came. So he ignores it. He proceeds onwards. So he sees a burning hulk of some vehicle or something that had been destroyed and it was still smoking. And all of a sudden he sees a man step out, an MP step out with his rifle. And he says, hey, Mac, you don't want to go any further down this road because if you do, you're going to run into the Germans. So the guy says, gee, thanks. And he goes, he turns the Jeep around. You know, the Jeep has a tight turning radius. It has a small, you know, it's a small vehicle. And as he's turning around and he goes back and he's going to thank the MP there, he says he's looking at the smoking hulk. And he goes, the land's flat for miles around. There's nowhere anyone can go. There's nobody there. Now, you say, why did I bring up this story now? Well, I've had a few strange experiences. You might even say near-death experiences where basically I could have bought the farm. I'm sure you and I'm sure the audience and the faculty could all pretty much identify with this if they've lived any length of time on this earth, of something that has no logical reason for happening. There's no explanation, that earthly explanation that we can come up with. And yet, these things happen, and it's like something's looking out for us. Some would call it a guardian angel. That's what I would believe. But the thing is that it just came to me because I was talking about this with someone, and we exchanged a couple of people I knew, and we were exchanging just some experiences. And out of the two, three people, including myself, there was one other person had this experience similar to what the story I just told you. And I mean, there's variations on the theme, but it just tells you that there's more to life than the things you can see.
You're absolutely right. I got a call yesterday from a man by the name of Dirk Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D. He's an attorney. And somehow, my name was found in a very short email because of a problem that I had with a product. And the product, and this, the reason I'm talking about this class, this is a big deal. This is a very expensive problem. and we've been lied to. And I uncovered this, and I've been talking about this for years. I've been talking about tractor failures. I've been talking about hydraulic hose failures for years, and I didn't understand it. And I said, something is really, really, really wrong. So I bought this oil. It's called 303. And I bought it at Walmart, and I bought it at a company that a farm supply company called Orscheln. Well, this 303 oil is now banned in the state of Missouri and Georgia and North Carolina. The reason it's banned, it's manufactured by Citgo, C-I-T-G-O. It used to be called City Service. And what we have found out is that when they flush the lines, the pipelines, they use a fluid. And like, all right, now that we flushed the lines, what do we do with this oily substance? Well, they packaged it and put it in buckets, yellow buckets, and they called it 303 hydraulic, you know, tractor hydraulic fluid. And you use it in the transmissions and the differentials and the front-end loaders of tractors and other equipment. Well, this fluid has been labeled to meet certain standards that John Deere requires, standards that International Harvester requires, standards that the major manufacturers of equipment using specific lubrication, there are standards. And this oil, this fluid, this 303, said that it met these requirements, but it didn't. And so I have this letter from the attorney that I mentioned, and we're going after, I'm part of this, and I have a pallet of unused, defective, mislabeled, substandard lubricant that is destroying our farm equipment. And unfortunately, we've put it in our bulldozer, our backhoe, our tractors, all of them, our heavy truck for spreading lime. It's everywhere. And to get rid of it means we have to flush out all the systems, and we're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gallons. And then not only do we have to drain it, then we have to flush out all the lines, and then we have to replace it. And it's going to cost about $65 for 5 gallons to replace this defective fluid. Now, what is...
Yes. I ask you a question?
Sure.
This is a product from Citgo?
Yes.
Now, am I mistaken if I was to say that Citgo is a Venezuelan company?
That's correct.
Now, you know that the bad, let's just say, the hostility between Venezuela and the United States and other countries as well, this could have been just a mistake. It could have just been, you know, incompetence. Then again, it could have been, what do they call it, enemy action, so to speak. Because
this is,
if they can break down our transportations, our construction, our farming equipment, let's just say it would be a strong step towards harming us and destroying our economy.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Well, this is a great way to do it. So let me just read part of this email from Dirk Hubbard. It says, I'm just skipping to the most important parts. All 14 of the 303 products tested by the state of Missouri failed to meet basic viscosity tests and also showed to be lacking virtually any of the additives required to provide the wear and other protection claimed on the labels. The states of Georgia and North Carolina have also now banned 303 products, and their testing showed familiar failures by many of the same 303 products. as in Missouri. Okay. The MDA confirmed that purchasers were being deceived since there is no such thing as a 303 spec anymore, since the labels on 303 products were misleading in using some tricky language which would indicate to the purchaser that these products meet specs for many original equipment manufacturers like John Deere and International Harvester, etc. It goes on to say, they also knew that the products did not test appropriately for use as tractor hydraulic fluid. However, this action was taken with the various departments of agriculture not knowing, but likely suspecting the worst, that many of these manufacturers are getting rid of the flush line wash, other waste oil, and other used oil in 303 tractor hydraulic fluids. There are many potential problems with the use of these ingredients in tractor fluid, which should be made with appropriate base oils and oil additive packages. One of the problems associated with the use of the line wash in tractor hydraulic fluid is what you, meaning me, Vinfinelli, experienced in December of 2016 with the foaming and latte consistency of the 303 you bought from Orscheln. What they're saying is this oil is defective. Citgo ultimately determined in October of 2017 that it could no longer use DROM, that's dark recycled reworked oil mix, in their 303 formula. They did it to us intentionally deceiving us. And who sold it? Walmart, O'Reilly, Smitty's, and Orscheln. And I'll give you the phone number to call if you want when we get back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, let me give you the phone number to call if you've used Yellow Bucket 303 fluid sold by Tractor Supply, Smitty's, Porcelain, Walmart, or O'Reilly's. That phone number is 816-595-7721. 816-595-7721. And you'll be calling the office of Dirk Hubbard, an attorney who is going after these problems. I just did a quick calculation. How much is it going to cost, or how much would it cost if I hired somebody to drain all these fluids and replace them with fluids that do meet the specs? About $22,500. And that does not include the damage, repairing the damage to two of the transmissions on two of the Deutsch tractors that jump out of gear now because of the lack of lubrication that of these fluids. And George, you're right. Citgo has 3,700 employees. Citgo Petroleum Corporation is the United States refiner and marketer of lubricants, petrochemicals, transportation fuels, and other industrial products. But the majority of the corporation is owned by the Venezuelan government. So Citgo is in the hot seat. And I don't think any farmer, once they figure this out, is going to ever buy another Citgo product for as long as they live, because we have been lied to. And You're right. This could be a takedown of the American farmer through... I have lost hydraulic cylinders that have failed from, I didn't know what. It seemed like the hydraulic cylinders would just, boom, blow, and oil would come squirting out. We have it in our batwing mower. It's a 15-foot wide mower that has hydraulic problems. Our tractors have hydraulic problems. The balers have hydraulic problems because of the lack of lubrication in the fluid. So, class, if you think, let me just give you a quick thumbnail on this. I'm talking about 30 seconds. Some people may think that kerosene, which is a petroleum product, has lubricating qualities. It has none. It smells like oil. It looks like oil. It's slippery, but it doesn't lubricate. Okay. So what we're talking about is a lack of additives that are required for the oils to protect the metal-on-metal parts or the seals, the rubber seals or the synthetic seals. George, this is a big problem, and Citgo did it intentionally. There's no way this is a mistake. Greed.
It's getting increasingly unhealthy to live in this world, and it's by design. They take what's good, and they corrupt it, and they make it into something that's harmful. And they take something that's natural, they corrupt it to do the unnatural with the natural. And this is across the board. And if you take the word live and you reverse it, it's evil. That's the word. It spells evil. It's living backwards. And you can see that these people now are coming out of the woodwork. They're being exposed. But it's so rampant that even the watchdog agencies themselves have been corrupted and taken over by the very same people who they were meant to protect us from.
No, there are engineers. I spoke directly with a Citgo petroleum engineer. I said, coming out of the differential, the rear end of the tractor, you know, where the axle is and all these heavy gears, I said, it's foaming. This lubricant is foaming and coming right out of the fill plug. It's leaking out. What's going on? I said, well, you know, you need to increase the viscosity. Absolutely. Because the viscosity that the lubricant was supposed to have was absent. The engineers knew. The marketeers knew. The salespeople knew. The blenders knew. Everybody knew. But yet nobody blew the whistle to protect the customer. And Citgo needs to go down. And all of the shareholders need to lose their investment, if they have any. And every one of them needs to be fired for this fraud perpetrated on the unsuspecting. These are lies. The label said it met standards that it did not meet. George, thanks so much for being with us today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.